It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's on the iPod, Grooves.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
The iPod not working.
By a wheels-off comment.
Is the iPod not working now?
Or technical meltdown.
The iPod is going to be the ruin of this show.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Is it plugged in right? I heard something.
Are you sure things? Yeah.
Everything's all right down there.
You have the volume up on it. I didn't think so. Good.
The emergency break of the week on the Little Ticket.
All right, time for the Friday morning tradition known as the E-Break. We give you three candidates, and we let you vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio, one Bob Sturm, the draft expert himself. He has a choking episode here on the ticket. I don't think it was really serious, like he needed the Heimlich or anything. But it is interesting. If you stammer or cough, do you get a lot of support from your coworkers on the station?
No.
Let's see if Bob does.
Get lower than this. With a free 110-inch screen. Quantities are limited.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
You know... This limited quantity thing has really got Bob.
Medic.
Up. It's okay, man. They'll come up. They're going to find more Star Power TVs.
The world's finest electronic equipment is at Star Power for you. It's a great experience. Do not eat carrot sticks while doing live spots. North Dallas on the tollway, just north of Beltline. Uptown at Knox Cole.
Oh, my gosh.
South Lake, across from Town Square. Get to Star Power. GetStarPower.com.
Kill me. Should you ever say that at the end of a live
kill
spot?
Me.
Kill me.
You know things haven't gone well with your broadcasting if you say kill me at any point.
Gordon Keith.
Boy, and he got helium voice at the end of it, too, where all of a sudden he's up an octave. And Star Power. And, all right, so there's Bob getting choked up on the air.
By the way, do you all know how to give yourself the Heimlich if need be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corner of a chair. Or, if you don't have a chair, fist and the sternum, and then you hit your fist as hard as you can.
Oh. No, I guess not. I thought it was Heimlich. Is it
Heimlich? No, it's Heimlich.
Okay.
See that off button?
I've been doing it wrong.
Look, no, right over there. See the off button?
Yeah.
Go ahead and push that.
So I just press this button.
There it is, right there. See how that works? All right, there's Bob up for an E-break. Candidate number two is one Norm Hitchkiss. Up in Chicago for the NFL draft. Well, Norm was telling us about his draft buddy, Jeff Bowers. But that's not what Norm called him.
10:30,
name game.
Then Jeff Bowers on the draft, my draft buddy. And then we got the draft
survivor. Oh,
yes,
That was fun.
That was fun for everybody, Norm.
It's a lot that goes on.
Norm left. Yeah, that's his what buddy for the draft?
His draft butt buddy.
Oh my gosh.
Bottom.
Did he really say that? Let's hear it one more time.
His bottom buddy.
10:30,
name game.
Then Jeff Bowers on the draft, my draft buddy, and then we got the draft survivor.
Oh,
yes, buddy.
That was fun.
That was fun for everybody.
It's a lot that goes on.
He may have said my draft buddy.
Yeah, he didn't say it as cleanly as we thought he did. Mm-hmm. But it still stopped us down and made us all laugh and kick each other
and we knew
throw
what Norm,
things at Norm.
We knew what Norm meant.
Yeah. It was a definite Freudian slip there with Norm.
It was fun.
With Jeff Bowers.
So fun.
His draft buddy. And then there is T.C. Fleming, who has won a lot of E-breaks here the last couple of years. He has not been up for one in a while. He hasn't been that active lately. But TC got active this week when he forgot who the Rangers were playing.
His name. The Rangers open a series with the conclude their series with the Mariners tonight. Colby Lewis will face Scott Kazmir. Kazmir gave Texas fits earlier this year, striking out 10 in 7 innings. I'm sorry, they open a series with the A's. Don't know why I wrote Mariners. Bulls and Spurs could punch their tickets tonight.
So are they closing down or starting?
I don't know, but he swerved about 10 different times in that one 30-second clip.
All right, one more.
His name. The Rangers open a series with the conclude their series with the Mariners tonight. Colby Lewis will face Scott Kazmir. Kazmir gave Texas fits earlier this year, striking out 10 in 7 innings. I'm sorry, they open a series with the A's. Don't know why I wrote Mariners.
Swerve.
Bulls and Spurs could punch their tickets.
That is some crazy driving there from TC. All right, so those are your three candidates.
That's still so bad sounding.
Bob, Norm, or TC. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly, and let's get our champion of this week in the e-break. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, I think that Anton, after he wrecked the car yesterday from changing the windshield wipers, I hope he was choking on only a carrot.
You talking about Bob?
I guess so.
Okay. I said Anton. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
George, can I be your butt buddy?
Nope. Hello.
Can I?
You're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Bob Sturm's a bat. Oh, God, what happened?
Not a great Pharrell, but we'll register the vote. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for that spare TC. That guy sucks. Should be fired.
Hey, come on.
God, strong opinion.
Be that violent about TC. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Musers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to responsibly vote for TC.
There you go.
Okay.
That's how you do it, girl.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Hello, you're on the ticket, both AM and FM.
Vaginal slice more and more.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Go away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
No.
There's Del Young.
Del Young calling up.
God, the things that P1s remember. It's amazing. That guy's had Del Young in his memory banks all these years.
How awesome is that?
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys, Clay Cooley here. Remember, you can shot me first, shot me last. Either way, come see Clay. Regulp.
Okay. Jeez.
I was wondering how long it would take for us to get Clay Cooley calling the e-break.
I'm glad he is. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Give me TC. You know it.
All right, you know it. We'll give you TC.
Yeah, you
know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to responsibly vote and say kill me.
Okay, Bob. There's a Bob vote there. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Smokey here, and I never listen to bad radio.
I guess that's a Bob vote. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
What?
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Am I on the FM airwaves?
Yeah, FM and AM.
Fantastic. Well, give me TC and a quick shout-out to Hope Ligon's Bachelor Party Weekend.
All right. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I would like to irresponsibly vote for TC and Vaginal Slice Born Born.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Back and winning once again when TC Fleming swerving all over the place in the ticket ticker and then forgetting who the Rangers are playing.
His name. The Rangers open a series with the conclude their series with the Mariners tonight. Colby Lewis will face Scott Kazmir. Kazmir gave Texas fits earlier this year, striking out 10 in 7 innings. I'm sorry, they open a series with the A's. Don't know why I wrote Mariners. Bulls and Spurs could punch their tickets tonight.
The tickets, TC Fleming.
Yes, the tickets, TC Fleming. He was winning almost every week about a year ago or so, but he's been pretty quiet lately. How many wins is that for TC?
Well, he's already won 4 times this year.
Oh, nice. Has he really?
Yeah, nice. I'd say pound for pound.
Wow, I guess he
could be the greatest e-breaker we've ever had.
Yeah. Well, that must have been like January or something, because I just don't remember much TC action lately.
4 times.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this is really an e-break, so I think I understand your decision, but did you consider horse shootings an e-break?
Oh, yeah. No, but we could have.
I thought that was such a such a funny moment, but I don't know if technically it was an e-break. It just caused a very funny moment.
Yeah.
Do we have horse shootings? This is when they were talking about on the Hardline the emoji that the Houston Rockets Twitter guy put up, and it was a horse head with a gun next to it. And then Mike started taking Corby down a path, and Corby didn't really know where he was going.
I don't think he's promoting the murder of horses, but who does he work for?
He works for the Rockets.
And what are the Rockets in?
The NBA.
And what's a real hot button with the NBA?
Horse shootings?
No, guns. Other kinds of shootings. Any kinds of shootings, horses or otherwise.
Horse shootings?
Why are they defeating him like that?
That's not what I'm getting at. Just play along with me here and play right there, Corby.
All right, well, way to go, T.C. Fleming, an e-break legend. We were hoping to hear the original Regonk, but we're looking for it.
Oh, so no.
We'll leave it at that.
I just don't know what it's called.
It's not
I think it's
Regonk.
Under original Regonk.
How can it not be Regonk?
Oh, no.
We have so much Regonk in here now.
Oh, really? Oh, that's it. Yeah.
This whole Regonking Enco is Regonk.
Regonk Force and...
Regonk Force.